USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and President Trump actually do have something in common. They're both opposed to defunding the police. Biden releasing a statement today saying that reforms are needed. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott also not a fan of defunding the police.
What a ridiculous idea. It is not an idea whose time has come. It should never come. The absolute nation requires law and order.
Scott speaking there on Fox Business. The fired Minneapolis police officer accused of murdering George Floyd could give his plea in 3 weeks. That's when Derek Chauvin is due back in court. Today he heard the charges against him as a judge raised his unconditional bail to $1.5 million. And the U.S. Soccer Federation may eliminate the rule that requires national team players to stand during the national anthem. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Minneapolis City Council President Lisa Bender is defending her council's push to disband the Minneapolis Police Department following the death of George Floyd. She joined CNN and was asked, what would happen if someone breaks into your house during the middle of the night? Who would you call?
Yes, I mean, I hear that loud and clear from a lot of my neighbors. And I know, and myself too, and I know that that comes from a place of privilege. Because for those of us for whom the system is working, I think we need to step back and imagine what it would feel like to already live in that reality, where calling the police may mean more harm is done.
With millions of dollars in estimated damages from the looting and rioting that took place in Minneapolis, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is asking for your tax dollars to help pay for some of the damages. Frey and Democratic Governor Tim Walz saying that they're going to do what they can to help small businesses when it comes to rebuilding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A storm that was once Tropical Storm Cristobal is now a tropical depression, and it's still dumping a lot of rain on the Gulf Coast. Heavy rains and storm surge are continuing along the Gulf Coast from southern Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. These New Orleans residents tell Fox News they're used to the storms.
It's just another month in New Orleans. We just, June starts all the way to October. This is what we do.
We'll take these any day. You know, definitely don't want anything major like a Katrina or a Category 1 or 2, anything like that. A tropical storm's easy.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is blasting the New York Times after they ran his op-ed last week, then pulled the op-ed due to uproar in the newsroom, which now has led to the resignation of the Times editor of the opinion page. Cotton telling Fox News,
they even defended it. The publisher defended the decision to publish that column after it was published, and the mob in their newsroom began to demand that it be taken down, there'd be consequences. And within a day, it turned into something like a struggle session from the Cultural Revolution in Mao's China, where the adults had to prostrate themselves and apologize in front of the woke children.
Kevin Harvick won Saturday's Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 race at Atlanta Motor Speedway, a quick turnaround for the NASCAR drivers as they now head to Martinsville for some short track racing and the Blue Emu 500 set for Wednesday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.